WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A new political party is gaining traction just ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
The group No Labels has secured ballot access in Arizona and 10 other states and says it's on track to hit 20 before the year is over and all 50 by Election Day next year. In Arizona, more than 15,000 people have registered to join the party, which is floating a possible bipartisan unity ticket against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. 15,000 is greater than Biden's winning margin in Arizona in 2020, and it's a number big enough to tip the presidential election in a critical swing state. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now that a tentative deal has been struck to end Hollywood's writer's strike after nearly 5 months, there's several steps that have to get done before the industry gets back to normal. First, like the board members of the WGA voting to approve the agreement, then the more than 11,000 members giving their okay. And that could take place within a matter of days. Then writers can get back to work. The U.S. is spending more than $750 billion over the next decade to overhaul its nuclear defenses.
And will replace systems that in some cases are more than 50 years old. But until each of those programs is ready, it's up to young military troops and government technicians across the U.S. to care for the existing bombs, often through delicate maintenance performed by hand. One official cautioned that the sweeping upgrades could also have the undesired effect of pushing Russia and China to improve and expand their arsenals. John Scott reporting.
After being indicted on corruption charges, New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez has a challenger this November. Representative Andy Kim says he was compelled to run against a three-term senator after his indictment came down last week. Check out the latest news and read the best analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find